Okay, here she comes, straight out of fucking baby. The ASN nominated sex machine. Sally, sexy. 3, 2, 1. Shabamo.
I am Sally Sexy.
I'm Mitch Jagundo.
And this is
the Crazy Camming Couple Podcast.
With special guest star Lily the Barking Bean.
Hello, my lovelies, my sexy, kinky little fuckers. How are you all this week? How are you all?
Oh my goodness, I'm back from watching the lovely Sally Sexy walk around like she broke her arm off earlier in the week.
Yes.
Which we'll be discussing on this week's podcast.
Yes, yeah. So I got the brilliant idea that my little bean needed more wee-wee pads for the week. So I went to the store, and of course, the ones I needed were on the top shelf over my head.
Top shelf.
So I reached up, and I couldn't reach it, and then I grabbed a bottle of this stuff that was on the shelf below it, and I tried to reach up and knock them down. And doing so, I totally wrenched my neck. Like, I was in so much pain. It was ridiculous. And it threw me. We couldn't cam Thursday night. Because I did it on Thursday.
That's right. You did it on Thursday. You could barely move. Your arm was hanging loose.
Yeah.
You couldn't put your arm over your head. You couldn't put it above your shoulder. You couldn't go like that.
I couldn't lift my arm up. Like, it was running. The pain was running down my neck, down my arm, into my thumb. And luckily, I have a really good chiropractor. And they got me... I actually left my vanilla job. The very next day to go to a chiropractor because I couldn't even type. I was in so much pain. And he cracked me so good, I felt a bolt of lightning go down my leg and into my foot. I guess I had a pinched nerve. But yeah, it was inhibiting my camming situation. I couldn't handle the big Jagundo.
I was surprised at how much you're like, I was ready. I was getting ready to get on this Thursday evening, our usual time, and get everything going. And this sucked. This completely screwed up my schedule.
It did. It ruined it. It ruined everything. Threw me off track. But I'm feeling good now. Feeling good. I'm ready to rock and roll. You know, I limbered up. I cammed alone for a couple days and got back in my mojo.
You did also... Cam for 2 days this week, and you did the hot tub horse thing twice.
Yeah,
we were out there hanging.
Yeah,
chatting with all the sexy swinger people, lifestyle people.
Mm-hmm. So you had quite a prolific camming week with a certain somebody.
Well, I did. I had my camming week consists of getting up in the morning and dramatic drinking pause.
Yeah.
Putting the cam on and then updating the website and stuff and seeing if anybody comes on. It was a pretty dry week until Sally decided she was coming up here. I put the cam on downstairs and was working, and I had a few people come in. Mm. They loved the way I look. And then I had the one gentleman comes in who is all about me and banging his girl.
Mm-hmm.
And he sends photos over and everything. So he was tipping me in the StreamMate thing.
Mm-hmm.
and then messaging me on Kick, and I was sending him videos of me, you know, doing what I do. With pictures of his girl, very attractive woman, beautiful, beautiful lady. Bravo.
She's a hot one.
Yeah, she's a hot one. So yeah, I was, it was a good, well, yesterday I was, that would be Saturday in the morning was a good morning for me on camming. And it was also a good morning for me to look at another attractive woman. Guys throw their women at me. They're like, please, you must see my beautiful wife. You must fuck her for me. I feel like Evel Knievel. The guy was like knocking on the door. Hey, come in. Evel, you got to fuck my wife. Otherwise, she's going to leave me. It's like, oh, Jesus, damn it.
What is that? What is that about?
It's just the mist. It's just that Mitch Jagundo nut mask.
Nut mask. They can't take it, can they?
I don't know. Maybe it's the fact that I'm like, this is the beautiful woman that I bone. Oh, he must know what he's doing to get somebody who looks like that. So he would drive my wife crazy. I want him to service my woman. And
I don't know. I hear it's all about your equipment.
My equipment.
Yeah. I get a lot of comments. My beautiful
eyebrows that I take care of.
No, I hear about your big package.
Yes, UPS is very fun. I don't have a huge package. You know what's funny? As you mentioned that, comically, I was standing around yesterday, and I said the old echo, how big is the average American male penis? And it came back, and it told me. And it was actually gave it to me in centimeters, and I had to go back and say, well, how many centimeters is that in inches? And it was like 5.5 inches or something like that. So I was like, oh, well.
Wow, you're so well above that.
Oh, I'm much above the average American wang diddle.
Yeah.
So, thank you. According to Sally, I'm very thick, so.
Yeah, it's very thick, and I feel it. That's why I couldn't handle the thickness.
That's why I'm called Jigundo. You guys, you're all like, easy there, Jigundo.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? He's like, Jigundo. You're like, Jigundo. Like, you have a huge thick cock. I'm like,
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, I find that amazing because you have quite a clientele that wants you to fuck their wife.
I do have more than a few gentlemen who've hit me up and are like, yeah, him, Amber, and like, yeah, he's a good looking guy. I'd like to
Sarah. And then who's the one with the 13 white?
Oh, I forget her name. I sort of, they've stopped chatting since I questioned their, like, I think we talked about that, where it was like, oh, I'm a good Christian. I'm like, well, you're breaking one of the commandments right there. And I was like, isn't that a problem for you guys? Not a problem for me.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, I guess. And then they stopped, like, hitting you up. Maybe they sat back and they're like, oh, we're going to burn in hell.
I don't think they really. I mean, I've seen that video where there was like, hey, everybody. Are you into erotic art? Sexy slogans? You need a dirty tank top for your next swinger event? Then visit our website at
shop.sexyandjigundo.com. We got all kinds of wild artwork, slogans, and whatnot on there. Some of it designed by me, Mitch Jigundo. If it's a sexy woman in some kind of scantily clad pose, I probably worked on that on there. If it's some wild slogan that says something like, wild penis goes down easy, or our flag means sex and it's a pirate flag that has two fingers boning, then that's probably something that we came up with together. And like Sally said, if you need something naughty to go wander over to one of these sexy clubs, a swinger event, or just to hang out with your naughty friends, then please visit us
at shop.sexyandjigundo.com.
How do you feel about that, Sally?
Oh, turn on.
Rare. Shall we go slip into something more casual?
You know it. Remember the video you showed me? There was like someone holding, filming the video.
Oh, yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah, that's not our thing, but... You know, whatever, like, you definitely have a lot of wives lined up for you. You have a corral.
I have a what you used to call it. I remember when I first met you, and it was like that, the woman who passed away, I went to school with Gina, was hitting me up. She would chat, she would say, you know, she would talk to me. And then there was the other one, the crazy one that we know, and my ex would be constantly harassing me for shit. And you're like, you have a harem.
Yeah.
I'm like... And I never like really looked at it like that. I'm like, I don't have like women that are interested because I don't look at myself like, yeah, baby, I know every chick on the planet wants his dick, baby. Like, I'm not like that kind of guy. It's like I don't look at myself.
You don't like that, but you do have that going on. That's the problem. You don't even realize you got that going on.
She's like, you got a harem. I don't have a harem. I guess now I do have a harem.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my lead mistress.
Yeah.
Is sexy.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all behind me just waiting for me to peel over.
I'm next in line for Mitch.
Yeah. Goodness. For the Mitch junk.
Yep. Yeah, so actually he wants a little video of you holding it up while I'm nailing you and going, oh yeah, that's it. Fuck me while I'm looking at Sarah's photo.
Okay.
So maybe Thursday when we're up here, I'll take a couple of videos. Just quick, like 30-second thing just to shoot off.
Yeah, we'll give it to him. You got the pictures. You got everything
I got
you need to do.
Of her little booties. Yeah, she's cutie. She's cute chick.
She's pretty. I've seen her.
I mean, to an extent, I do get it because, like, when you're up here, this guy was looking at me. I'm like, yeah, you know, those guys think my lady's sex machine. Yeah, it's like, yeah, that's you know. I got, if you're not jealous, you're not like, you know, like one of those crazy guys, like, don't leave my fucking woman, man. I'll rip your fucking dick off. Like, relax, home slice. It's like, we're a secure guy is like, that's my woman. Yes, she is beautiful. Thank you for telling me that she is beautiful.
That's the whole other, like, polar opposite of the spectrum I don't get either. Like, don't look at my wife or I'll fucking knock you out.
And there are women out there who absolutely love that. They are totally into that. Like, yeah, my man protects me all and he won't let anybody else look at me or touch me or anything else. And I'm like, okay, well, whatever, man. I guess that's the other end of it, but that's not.
The part I don't get is, like, you do realize you live on a planet with billions of other people, and whether you like it or not, someone's gonna look at you.
Yeah,
look at.
that's not something I wouldn't want you to be like. Okay, Mitch, I'm leaving you for another guy. I'm like, well, that does really sucks. Yeah, that's a different thing. Like, mm-hmm. I'm looking to find somebody else to not be with you, whereas some guy is like, wow, she's a hot one. I'm like, you damn right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just never, like, I do think that's some sort of insecurity.
I definitely feel so. I mean, look at when we're sitting out there in the hot tub and we're chatting with everybody, and then we look at their profiles, and there's somebody saying, like, wow, she is really hot. And then we'll look at their photos, and you'll be like, oh my God, it's like, she's a stone 10 fucking fox. How can they say that? I'm like, well, you're also, it's like that, like, you're not attractive, but she's also attractive. So yeah, it's like, it's like, thank you, beautiful, fantastic, also beautiful. Like, aren't we lucky? And then we sit there and go, aren't we lucky fucking guys? And they're like, yeah, you are fucking very lucky, assholes.
Speaking of that, we were hot tub whoring last night, and wow, we were getting such an eyeful from the Netherlands, man. There was, like, multiple things going on in that room.
Yeah, you were like, I think there's, like, 5 or 6 people in there. I'm like, no, I only see 3 or 4. And you're like, no, look in the back. See that? That's a hand moving. I was like, oh yes. Yeah. Well, last thing is going on. Yeah.
I got to say, they know how to party.
I feel as though the Netherlands is just a big party.
Yeah.
There's a movie that came out called Stockholm Bloodbath.
Okay.
And, you know, we watch Ghost, and you know, we have the one Viking who's the Danes.
Yeah.
And this has to do with Sweden and Denmark. And there was actually a whole thing where there's a reason that the Swedes and the people from Denmark are like, you want to go? There's a whole story behind it. And this movie is about that. And I was like, oh, I gotta download this and check this out because this looks hilarious. It's not a comedy.
No.
But it's true. So I don't know what's up with the Netherlands and partying, but there's a thing there with Sweden and Denmark. But I guess the Netherlands escaped back up. Man, those two fuckers, they're fucking crazy, man. Let's go fuck.
Yeah, they're all about just staying out of it.
Yep.
Having a good time.
They seem to be having a good time in the Netherlands, man.
Oh my God, are they ever? The lighting is immense. Like, every room is lit up and just, like, spiral globe lights going on.
And I just think it's funny that when we're sitting there and Sally be like, this person say, oh, this is beautiful. You guys are fantastic. And she'll be like, where are they from? I'm like, where do you think they're from?
Netherlands.
NLD. NLD.
They're having such a good time.
They're having a good time.
We're jelly.
Yeah.
We're so jelly.
We have an open invite to, like, 30 different people out there. They're like, come on out to the Netherlands. We'll show you a very good time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they will. If it's anything like what we're saying, they definitely will. So, okay. I'm just going to do a quick animal update on Chickpea, my bearded dragon, who has not pooped in a very long time.
Really? Still not pooping, huh?
No.
That's not good.
Still not pooping. I did update the vet, and the vet said, give it till next weekend, and we will give her an enema.
Dragon enema.
Yeah.
Animals.
And a food stimulant. I'm like, all right. So we'll see how it goes. We will update you on the enema situation with the bearded dragon.
bearded dragon enemas. Do you guys want to see the video of a bearded dragon enema? No, you don't, and you're not, so forget it. Put that away.
God. Oh, jeepers. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I guess it's time for the big news in the room. Big news.
Thank you. Let me excuse you while I whip this out. Whoosh, bam.
Yeah. We are now officially contributors to the SDC.
Website. See, you went from looking at that. Now we should be doing the podcast with the SDC thing on.
Oh, I could have done that.
Yeah. Well, all right. Next podcast, we'll have to put that on.
Yeah. I ran around all weekend wearing that.
You're like, what is this? I was like, that's a swinger day club. It's a swinger site. I'm like, all right, go.
Yeah. I'm just going to wear the tube top.
It holds my cha-chas in nicely.
Yeah, it did. It fit really well.
Yes, we spoke to the lovely Lexi Silver.
Mm-hmm.
And
loved her hair.
Yes.
Yeah, very, lady. Very, very pretty.
And first things first, all of our podcasts will eventually be available on there. I'm in the process of submitting them all, but we have like two of them on there right now. So they'll be on the SDC site, so they'll be there. But, our photography business thing will be on there. That's what SJ Erotica is what will be on the SDC site as a business. And we'll also be doing live streams where we're not fucking.
No, we're going to be teaching courses on how to do stuff.
But it was perfect. It was like,
yeah.
So we're not going to be boning. We're going to be showing you what we do while we're boning.
Yeah.
So we're going to be doing some stuff on like lighting, different ways of posing in
cameras,
cameras and our setup. And the first one we're going to do actually is a little quick intro to how we have our cameras and stuff set up in our sexy bang room, which everybody sees all the time on there.
Yeah.
And they're like, where are you guys?
We're in our, what did you call this? You had a name for it.
Oh, my, like the sexatorium.
Yeah.
Sexatorium.
Yeah.
We're in the sexatorium.
Yeah.
Which has a Liberator sex couch, a couch made by the company that makes Liberator sex couches, a motor bunny, a two monitor system, three cameras, a monitor with a Fire TV hooked up to it in case we need to watch something while we're hanging out.
Yeah.
And And reams of paper from the photography downstairs.
Yes. Yeah, we have tons of paper and we have tons of wipes and tissues.
Yeah, because things
clean up.
Yeah, any cleanup. So these are all things that we're going to talk about on live streams and have fun and joke with people. And you're gonna do this. Yep. Sally's, this is all a premonition when you got that, SDC,
tube top.
it was like a premonition that someday you're going to be a contributor to the SDC.
Yeah, that was our goodie bag. That was a really nice goodie bag too. We got a lot of fun stuff in there. Even got like food. I guess they figure you need food to make
sugar,
it.
Sugar, yeah, sugar to keep you going.
Yeah,
marathon was fuck sessions.
Condoms, tube tops, and friggin' there was blow pops in there, and there was like gels and lubes of every kind, and then there was sustenance. I think there was even little bags of chips.
Yeah,
so that was a lot of fun. Yeah, so
sure, you don't want to go to the summer swinger thing. It's remember the moment we got invited to in North Carolina. Sally's whole thing again is like, the pools make me nervous. I can't.
It was, we were having a lot of fun, but that last one we were at, it was like a different vibe. Like, I don't know if it was a different group of people, but it was just, it was kind of, do I want to say it?
It's kind of lowbrow.
It's kind of gross. Like, there was just people coming in the pool. It was
a little gnarly.
Yeah, it's like, it wasn't, I don't know, it wasn't nice.
Yeah, it was a little gnarly.
Yeah.
Sex in the pool. Have a good time in the pool, but...
Yeah. I mean, you're in the pool with so many other people. I mean, don't blow your load in the pool. That's just gross. You know? Like, clean that.
Two rules. Don't whiz on the electric fence, and don't blow your load in the public pool.
Yeah. I don't know. Just tell it like I feel, you know? It's like, that's how I feel about it. I don't want some random jizz ball floats by me in a pool. It's just, I don't know. Sorry. You know, maybe I'm just stuffy like that.
No, I remember we were sitting in there and we were hanging out, and they were having a good time. And it was like, they, and then we were like, and this film of, oh, I was just like, oh, this is a little, this.
Well, we knew he finished up in the pool.
Yeah. I don't want to beat the dead horse, but that was, what turned us off there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not opposed to going to a different place or maybe a different event, you know, but I'm kind of over that hotel.
Yeah. I thought we were hoping for a new hotel.
Yeah.
They have, remember the one we got invited to, but we were like, we're not going to go because it was not a million miles, but it was down in North Carolina.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, actually.
Okay. I don't know. When is that?
It's it's before the Swinger Olympics and the ASN thing.
I don't know.
I think it's in July, actually. Yeah. Maybe June. So I don't know.
It's a possibility. I mean, that is a hike.
Yeah, it's a hike.
So.
Well, should we try one of the Club Giggity ones? Is that, we were supposed to go to that, but then we bailed.
Well, that one we were going to in the winter was really a cool looking place. That had that grotto.
That's where they have their events.
Yeah, maybe we'll try that or something. Something different, somewhere new. Interludes. So,
okay.
Yeah. So, I'm trying to think if I had any fun camming situations. I had a lot of feet people lately. Past 2 days, I had a lot of people that want to lick my sexy feet. And, I had a couple sissies. That's a new one for me. I'm getting a lot of sissies. You get sissies?
I don't know if I really get sissies like that. I know what you're talking about too, but I don't think I really get stuff like that. But it's primarily guys, you know, like, you want to see me jerk my cock? I'm like, yeah, baby, let's see that dick. And or it's guys that want me to pretend that I'm banging their wife or into their wife or whatever. And,
Fun stuff.
But not sissies, not like guys in dresses and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of unusual things. Like, oh, I had someone today that wanted me to do feet and lick armpits.
Sweet, feet and lick armpits, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, he was like, he kept asking me about taboo stuff. And I'm like, well, what do you mean by taboo? I mean, that can be a million different things. And he was like, feet and armpits. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's not a problem. I do feet and armpits.
Oh, I got a foot cramp. There you go.
Oh, boy.
You good?
Wow. Yeah,
you're welcome.
Wow, you're cramping.
Krampus.
Yeah.
So?
Yeah, so feet and armpits.
Armpits. See if I can do it. Nope.
No.
Nope.
No, you want to lick armpits. They want to lick the armpits. Yeah. Oh, and I did have a request on the hamster.
Oh.
That I had to turn down.
Oh my goodness, was it something so bizarrely, was it anal?
No. No, they wanted me to, he kept asking me about sloppy blowjobs.
Sloppy blow.
I'm like, yeah, I do sloppy blowjobs all the time. I don't see what the big, he's like, no, how moist and gooey do you
Oh, he get? Wanted you to throw up on it.
He wanted me to vomit. And I'm like, no, I said, that's disgusting. I don't good. Vomit on, number one, I really... The only one that actually makes me vomit is you, because you, like, yeah, you face fuck me so hard sometimes that it totally gags me, and stuff comes up.
Gag me with a dick, baby.
There was a couple times, remember that?
Oh, yeah. You're like, did you feel that? I'm like, I don't feel anything. Like, well, I did.
Yeah. So, so I had to turn him down today. That was just, like, I'm like, sorry. Yeah, no pucatorium here.
This is the sexatorium, not the ugh-atorium.
Not the vomitorium.
So you actually turned it off, because usually you would go on and do Chatterbait, X-Hamster, and Streammate. Mm-hmm. You've been turning off
Chatterbait. Yeah.
Because it's too much for you.
Well, I have one big fan on Chatterbait that...
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, that does, he kind of commandeers my time. And unfortunately, like on Chatterbait, you're free to do whatever you want at any given moment. Whereas on the other streams, you can only do certain things when you're in privates or exclusives. So it's kind of a hard juggle, because he will literally grab me for like 40 to 50 minutes. sometimes and want me to do.
Oh
all,
yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. It's like,
whoosh. Yeah, and like I'm running the gauntlet, or we're running the gauntlet with them, and it doesn't allow you to work the other sites.
Yeah.
So I find it a little difficult to do that. So I've been, you know, maybe doing that once a week or so. If the other ones seem kind of slow, I'll throw it on. But, you know, it's the weekends are very busy on the other two.
You're killing it with this thing, man. I'm, like, blown away. It'll come down. I'll be like, I should be like, how'd you do it? I'll be like, yesterday I made, like $50 or something in it. And for the whole week, I'll make $63. She'll go on. And because that, all right, so let's say I made, last week I made $63. And I was on literally a half an hour every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Half an hour, 40 minutes every morning. So that's like almost 3 hours there. And then I was on like 2 hours while you were, or an hour and a half while you were on yesterday. Mm-hmm. So I'm like on 5-6 hours a week doing all this stuff. And I'm doing other stuff. So that's why I have it on. I'm like, all right, put this out. She'll go on, go upstairs, hang out for an hour, and boom, there's $100 to $110 in her pocket 99% of the time. And I'm like, damn. Crush. I always sit there and go, I would love to see what you could do if you, like, for just 1 week, you just sort of went on and off all day long and see what you could make and see how much more.
Yeah.
Because I always said that you would do well because you're a good looking, beautiful, bubbly little woman. And you're like, I don't think so. And now she's sort of unleashed the beast. And I'm like, oh my goodness, what did I do?
It's all your fault.
It is. I remember when you first. We first started doing this together, and I said, maybe you should try it on your own. And we set you up with an account on your own. And you come up here a couple of times, and you only made like $1 or $2. And you were like, I'm not doing it. And I was like, all right, whatever. I was like, I watched you real quick, and you were on for like 15 minutes. You know, like, and then nobody came in. And I'm like, all right. So I don't know what's changed like from then to now.
I think a big thing, there's a couple things that really changed. Number one, consistency. Like, you're on specific times, and people start to follow you, and they pop on. Like, I have regulars now that come on constantly every weekend looking for me. So, that, I think, is a big, you build a clientele. And then the other thing is, I just became comfortable with it. I wasn't comfortable doing it with us at that point, let alone on my own. Because there was just some mental dynamics I had to work through, you know, like just.
Yeah, so you were cheating on me with other men.
Well, that's the whole thing. Like, this is it is in certain. People would consider this cheating.
Yeah, that's what I was saying last night. I was like, this is a certain form of non-monogamy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of people out there that would see a partner doing this and file divorce papers because this is cheating in a lot of other people's eyes, you know? So I've always been incredibly monogamous throughout all my relationships. And that was a piece of me that I needed to work through because, it is cheating. You know, I'm up here engaging with other men, regardless of whether it's physical or not. Mental, it's mental.
Yeah.
You know, although fun, and I, you know, it was a part of me that I didn't realize that maybe I enjoyed, and you know, and I do. I have a good time chit-chatting with people and getting to know other people, and it has freed me into thinking differently about certain aspects of sex. But I think it's just built another aspect of our relationship too.
Yeah, you know, I like it. It's like when I come down, like, how'd you do it? And you tell me how much money you've made. I don't have any funny stories or anything.
Yeah.
And she never really, like, and now you've been doing it for a while. You never come down and you're like, oh, this fucking asshole was in it. Like, that never really comes, you never come across. Like, I'm just not hearing, like, today this jerk off came in, or today this fucking asshole came in, or.
No.
No, it's usually guys just come in there, they want to go can have a good time, and you know, you're a beautiful woman.
Yeah, most of the people are always very respectful and nice. I do will get a jerk, and I do get them, and honestly it doesn't last long because someone will just take me and pull me into a private or an exclusive. And I don't know if they do that because they know I'm getting hassled or what, but I had one last weekend. I had this guy come on and he was very demanding. He wanted me to do stuff in the open room where I'm not allowed.
Ain't doing it, buddy.
I'm not going to get banned for you, for one thing. So why, and they get pissed at you for not doing things. They get nasty, some of them.
Yeah, well, it's like when we're on the swinger site and we're hanging out and like, show your tits. Like, seriously, you're on the swinger site, first of all, and I'm guessing you're a single guy. And it's like saying stuff like that, and then why don't you be respectful? Like, why don't you? You want
Well,
somebody to do something and
it's kind of silly. Like last night when we were at Hot Tub Whoring, it's like we weren't even on 5 minutes, and the second line down was show your tits. And I'm like, seriously, is that all you got? Like, is that, that's why you're, I'm
you're
like,
on the swinger site to show, like, you can see that anywhere. Like, you should be here. If you're a single guy, you should be
know.
here trying to be respectful and nice to people, and you wanted, because you're either here as a single guy because A, you think you're good looking enough that some other guy would be like, he's a pretty good looking guy. I'd like to see him banging my wife. Or B, you're like a single guy, you're like very horny, you have a high sex drive. You're like, I would so love to find somebody else who's.
You, an aficionado of erotic art, pinups, sexy ladies in naughty scenarios, maybe fun, sexy slogans with a comedic twist. Ever been dick slapped by a wild penis? Then you should check out Mitch Jigundo's erotic art at shop.mitchjigundo.com.
Clothing, accessories, stickers, magnets, and other stuff for those with a sexy, wild streak to them. From getting dick slapped by wild penis brew to bone me like you own me, skirts and shirts, as well as the hottest pinup gals, Mitch, me, has something naughty and fun for you to showcase on your bod or whatever. Head there now by going to shop.mitchjugundo.com. That's shop.mitchjagundo.com for all your erotic, sexy needs. Sexually on my level, who wants to have sex like I do and wants to have experience all this stuff together with me. And the only way you're going to accomplish that is by being respectful. You know? You're not going to accomplish that by going out there and say, oh, look, I'm really good looking at her husband. Show me your tits.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's like, it's kind of childish in a way when you think about it. I mean, we're all there for a reason. We know this, you know, but it's like, it, you know, be a little more human.
Have respect, man. Have some class, have a little bit of class.
Yeah, a little bit of class,
I'm sure they can know what's going on underneath that bra later on. Now, same when you guys are more relaxed. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a way to say it,
I that's one of the things I get from guys when I'm chatting away. Like, oh, he knows how to talk to. I'm like, yes, I know how to talk to women to make them relaxed and comfortable. And it's not like, show me your tits.
right?
Although I'm not gonna lie. I do jump into bed with Sally and start grabbing her and fondling her and everything else because I've known her for almost 20 years, and she's like, "Stop doing that." Like, that's just because it's just because I know it's a little. Sometimes it's a little irritating, and I'll just be like, "That's my way of being a bit of a jerk to Sally."
Yeah, he just wants to. Yeah, he wants to needle me sometimes.
So, yeah, but yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. What do you think about it? But yeah, no, I get some jerks. I
So you do
do.
get occasionally get the jerk,
Oh yeah, I do
jerk
because
store.
I'm just kind of surprised, you know. I'm like, wow, you're coming in and you're just like, do this, do that. Why don't you do it? Do it now. I want to see it. Come on, dude. I'm like, first of all, tip me. Second of all, take me into private. Third of all, if you're not gonna, shut up. You know, I'm not gonna get banned because of you. You're stupid. You're not that worth it. No. And they like to all say about how big their cocks are. I'm like, oh, really? Yeah, show me.
Show me, because I see you've
Yeah.
seen some big cocks, baby.
I tell you, man, I see some monsters on a daily
On
basis.
the daily.
I saw one today. It was ginormous. And totally respectful dude, had a best time ever, and he had a fucking giant. It was Jugundo. It was like.
I was John Jugundo.
Yeah, no, it was my
Muy Jugundo.
It was Muy, yeah. Muy Jugundo. Yeah, we went past Jugundo and we hit, like, wow. Ginormous.
All right, well, I'm the one who said go out and go and make guys pleasure themselves so they'll come. It's a badge of honor when I'm sitting with chat with other guys. And then, like I said, yeah, she's upstairs camera for a little bit of extra money. Yeah, she's doing her thing, man. Having a good time. She'll be down later. She'll be chatting with everybody. Mm-hmm. So, I'm surprised. We'll probably start getting more questions about all of this when we're on the hot tub thing, when people start watching our podcast on that swingers light. Mm-hmm. Like, what? She does what? And I do, yep. So what else you got there, Sal? You got anything else?
No, that's everything I got.
Well, we have, as we've said, we've been nominated for an ASN, two ASN awards.
Yeah.
And this is actually, this podcast will come out on the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that's the last weekend that we're going to be putting a podcast out that says, go vote for us at vote.sexyandjugundo.com for best content creator and best entertainment podcast. And we'll be in the Poconos at the end of August at these awards. And it's going to be very interesting. And what do we do today?
Oh, we tried on my gown just in case we're going to accept an award.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be there with we're nominees, so we're going to be like, and the nominees are, and they'll pan over to us, and I'll be sitting there going,
ah,
damn it, I can't believe they fucking did that. Right when I had something in my nose, I had to pick my nose. And Sally will have on her beautiful red and black gown that we bought many years ago.
Yeah.
And have never worn to any events ever anywhere.
No, and I still fit in it.
She still fits it, of course you do, baby. You're amazing. A fucking box. Yeah. And, actually, she doesn't really fit into it properly because she had much smaller cha-chas when we bought that.
Yeah. I didn't have the boob job back then.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
And so we got that all ready to go. So we took a look at that, and because we were like, we should gotta see if that thing still functions.
Yeah, we just gotta fix a couple of clasps, which would be really easy to sew. Because I was looking at it, that's not a problem at all. I was just concerned about it being zipped up, you know. And it fit. I sat in it fine. It wasn't uncomfortable to sit in.
You have to sit in it for a little while.
Yeah,
it's gonna be so cool. Like it's gonna be. It's cool that I'm going someplace with this beautiful woman, and we're going for an award.
Oh my God. That's all you, man. That's all your fault.
Yeah, it's me. I don't know what to say. Mm-hmm. I just don't know what to say. You know what?
No.
I should never have kissed you all those years ago when you asked me are you interested in me? Did you ever think we would wind up here?
No. No. Oh, God. No.
Obviously, I was very interested in you.
Yeah. But I didn't look like this either, so...
Well, no, you didn't. You weren't a hot hustler, beaver hunt model woman.
Nope.
But I wasn't with you because you were, I was with you because you're a good person. And then I started to see all the little photos you took of yourself and you're half naked. And I was like, there's something.
Aww.
Being like, all right, I'm awake. I'm done. Can you finish the podcast?
Yeah.
I require going downstairs. And
come on, Beanie. Say goodnight. Good night.
Say good night, Bean. Come on up and say good night.
Aw. She's
like, fuck you. Pick me up.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. Oh, boy. Here we are. There you go, Beanie. Say goodbye.
As always, thank you for listening. This is Sally Sexy bestowing upon you all the happy horniness that you could possibly ever have. Twinkle, twinkle.
And this is Mitch Jugundo, hoping that your creative juices never stop flowing.
Uh-oh. What was that?
Oh, it was the, this was on there, but the little...
Oh, there goes the big B. Wow.
What's going on with big B?
I guess that's what I was hearing running around earlier. Ooh. Oh, look at you, Beanie. You jumped right up there.
Unfortunately, what happened here is the thumbtack that was holding this up is what popped off. Which now means that there's a thumbtack rolling around the floor.
Okay. All right.
Well, like it's potentially going to somebody's foot. Yeah. I don't know where the heck it is.
What's that right there? There it is.
Ooh, and look, it's pointing straight up in the air, too.
Right, Beanie?